A severe weather threat for 55 million people across the southern plains. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Suburbs of Omaha, Nebraska, devastated by a tornado yesterday, left behind a trail of destruction, hundreds of homes and other structures damaged or destroyed. Forecaster Ryan Jewell with the National Weather Service says more tornadoes could be on the way.
Our greatest risk for severe weather today is from parts of northern, northwestern Texas, across much of Oklahoma, Kansas, and really all the way up into western Missouri, even southwest Iowa. It'll be a complicated scenario today with many rounds of thunderstorms.
Emergency management reporting more than a dozen people treated at hospitals, but no deaths. A U.S. probe into the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny producing a surprising conclusion.
U.S. intelligence agencies have determined that Russian President Putin likely did not directly order the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny. But as the Wall Street Journal reports, that does not absolve the Russian leader of ultimate responsibility. It merely deepens the mystery surrounding Navalny's death at a notorious Arctic prison in February. The journal cites people familiar as saying the assessment is broadly accepted by agencies, including the CIA. Longtime Navalny ally Leonid Volkov rejects the conclusion as naive and ridiculous. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Russia launches a barrage of missiles against Ukraine, appearing to target the country's energy infrastructure. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched at least 34 missiles, adding they were able to shoot down 21 of them. A private energy operator says four thermal power plants were damaged and multiple people were injured. Earlier this month, Russia destroyed one of Ukraine's largest power plants. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
President Biden facing criticism for his lack of a firm response to the anti-Israel protests that started at Columbia University and then spread to other college campuses throughout the country. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more details from the White House.
Critics accused the president of both sidesism there. Now, Biden also went to New York this week but stayed clear of the protests at Columbia and NYU. Instead, he attended a fundraiser at Michael Douglas's house in Westchester County, just north of the city. A new Gallup poll said Biden is in a tough position right now. Historically, in the first presidential election rematch since 1956, Gallup says with about 6 months remaining before Election Day, Biden stands in a weaker position than any prior incumbent. Now, we have not heard from Columbia University's most famous living graduate. That would be former President Barack Obama.
At an Earth Day event, President Biden condemned the protests and those who he says don't understand what's going on with Palestinians. Tonight's the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and the headliner is President Biden.
The annual event brings together journalists, politicians, and Hollywood stars and awards the work of White House reporters and raises scholarship funds for student journalists. Tonight's dinner will feature Saturday Night Live Weekend Update co-anchor Colin Jost. President Biden will attend and, as is tradition, roast the press corps and other Washington officials. Since 1924, every president since Calvin Coolidge has attended the dinner at least once, with the exception of former President Trump. President Biden has attended every year he's been in office, except 2021. The dinner was canceled that year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
If it seems you're paying more at the pump, you are. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gas now is $3.66. While that's down 2 cents from a week ago, it's still 12 cents higher than a month ago. Higher prices just in time for spring and summer travel. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.